So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the machlekes of Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri and the Chacham, whether a sleeping person acquires a Tchum Shabbos. Amar B'Yakov bar Idi, Amar B'Shu ben Levi. Halacha, Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. We pass on Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri that a sleeping person is Kaina Shvisa and acquires a Tchum of 2,000 Amos. The Gemara offers three explanations of why it was necessary to state this explicitly after we already have a general rule of Halacha Kedira Mekel Be'erev. We always follow the more lenient opinion in Hilchos Erevin. First, had we only said Halacha Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, we may have thought to follow his opinion, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, both leniently regarding the sleeping person having 2,000 Amos to move about, as opposed to being restricted to 4 Amos, and stringently regarding Cheftzi Hefker Koin Shvisa, that an ownless object is limited to its Tchum, as opposed to following its eventual owner. Therefore, he said, Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Be'erev, that we only pass on like Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri where it results in a kula. Had we only said Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Be'erev, we may have thought that this is only true where the disputants are equal. Yachad b'makam yachad v'rabim makam rabim, either two individuals or two groups. But where we have a yachad b'makam rabim, an individual versus a group, we do not follow his linear opinion, rather the more stringent view of the many. Therefore, he also said Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Be'erev, that we do follow even an individual's lenient opinion. Rava disagrees with this explanation because Erevin is Midrabanan, and he holds that in all issues Midrabanan, we always follow the more lenient view, regardless if it is a Yachid or a Rabban. The Gemara disproves Rava's assertion from two sources where we follow the Rabban, even Lachumra. Rapapa cites a Mishnah in Mesechdis Nida where Rebbe rules leniently like the Das Yachid of Rebbe Lazar. Once Rebbe realized that the Rabban disagreed with Rebbe Lazar, he indicated that he would not have Paskin this way, but will let his decision stand because Kedaihu Rebbe Lazar lismechla b'shas etzchak. We may rely on Rebbe Lazar in extenuating circumstances. Apparently, Rebbe held that we generally follow the majority opinion, even though the halacha in question is only midrabanan. Rebbe Misharashi cites a brisa regarding Shmur Rechaika, a person who found out about his relative's death more than 30 days after it happened, where Rebbe Kiva takes the more lenient view of Eina Neheges Eliyem Echad, only one day of mourning is observed. And the Chacham say, Neheges Shiva Ushleishim, the full 7 and 30 day periods of mourning must be observed. Upon which Rabbi Yechonon said, Kamakim Shatamaitse Yachin Mekel V'Rab Machmirin, Halacha Kedivrei HaMachmirin HaMerubim. Wherever you find a dispute of a lenient view of a Yachid and the stringent view of the Rabban, we rule like the stringent view of the Rabban. Chutz Mizu, Sha'afapish Rabbi Kiva Mekel V'Chacham Machmirin, Halacha Kedivrei Rabbi Kiva. With the exception of the above halacha, where we follow Rabbi Kiva's lenient view of only requiring one day of avelis, because halacha kedivrei hamekel be'avel, we always follow the opinion of the mekel in the laws of avelis. The implication is that in other areas halacha that are midrabanan, we follow the rabbim l'chumra. The only two exceptions are halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'avel. Rapapa gives a second approach to explain why we had to state explicitly Halacha Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. We may have thought that the rule of Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev only applies to Eruv HaTzeiris, but not to Eruv HaTchumen, which are generally more chumer, more stringent. Rav Ashi gives a third and final answer that we may have thought Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev only applies to Shiyuri Erev, the remainders of an Erev, but not to Tchilas Erev, establishing an Erev in the first place. We find this distinction regarding the minimum amount of food needed for Eruv Tchumen, which is required only for Tchilas Erev, a new Erev, but Shiyur Erev, a filikol shu, the remainder of an existing Erev, is valid even with just tiny amounts of food. The Gemara goes on to teach some guidelines of Psak, deciding halacha disputes in the Mishnah. Halacha k'Rebbe Kiva Michaveroi, u'k'Rebbe Yosi Michaverov, u'k'Rebbe Michaveroi. We pass on like Rebbe Kiva and like Rebbe versus individuals only, but not versus many. But we do pass on like Rebbe Yosi even versus Rabban. There are three approaches as to how strongly we follow these guidelines. Rebbe Yosi Amar Halacha, we actually pass on this way. Rebbe Chibur Abba Amar Matan. In certain cases we pass on this way, but we do not declare these rules publicly. Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Chanina Amar Nirin, it seems that we should follow these rules, but we are not sure enough to rely on them in all cases. The Gemara next teaches how to paskin when particular tanoim disagree. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi versus Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly Rabbi Yosi versus Rabbi Meir. Since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon, we certainly follow Rabbi Yosi versus Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara leaves unresolved how we paskin when Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon disagree. Rabbi Misharji rejects these guidelines based on several machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, where Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon, clearly contradicting the rule that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon. However, the Gemara rejects all these proofs. Hecha de itmar itmar, hecha de leitmar leitmar. Where we have explicit rulings of Amiram to pass like a certain opinion, we do not follow these guidelines. Where we do not have a specific ruling, we do follow these guidelines.